احنا بنتكلم about the definition of duality and also the symptoms of it and the danger of it. Now we'll speak about the treatment. عايز اسألك سؤال، تفتكروا what is the antidote for duality؟ يعني ايه الدواء اللي انا اخده عشان الدواليتي دي تخف؟ ايه الفيرتشو اللي هي اوبزيت للدواليتي؟ What is the virtue that's opposite to duality؟ بنسميها ايه؟ integrity right؟ يعني لما اقول ده فلان ده عنده integrity يعني في consistency، he is not living double life integrity. فقبل ما اكلمك شويه عن موضوع الانتجريتي عايز بس اديكوا شويه يعني practical points. I'm sure all of you know it but just to review it together. وبعدين هتكلم a little bit about the integrity as the antidote for duality. اول حاجه you need to examine yourself to see whether you have duality or not. Because as I told you, the person who is living in duality is unknown to sin, unknown to spiritual world. So maybe he will never realize that he has duality. Ashkida, you need to carefully examine yourself. Examine yourself in the light of the Word of God. St. James added, the Word of God is like what? A mirror. So when you look at the mirror, you see what is wrong and then you need to fix it. So by studying the scripture and applying the scripture in my life, I will discover whether I have duality in my life or not. Bardo, the Holy Spirit, although I said it can be quenched in the person who is living a dual life, but the Holy Spirit, when you see that you have an intention to examine yourself to figure out whether you have duality or not, the Holy Spirit will be revived within you, will be rekindled within you, and then will move your heart and will start to convict you and to rebuke you to discover this duality and help you to overcome it. Especially in repentance is the work of the Holy Spirit in our heart. Then ربنا قال لنا ان when the Holy Spirit will come, he will convict you. The Holy Spirit will rebuke you. The Holy Spirit will teach you. The Holy Spirit will sanctify you. So show your intention that you want to work on this area in your life. Then the Holy Spirit will do the rest. The Holy Spirit, once seeing you want to overcome duality, the Holy Spirit will start to rebuke you, to guide you, to teach you, to sanctify you, to strengthen you in order to overcome the duality in your life. Number three, Bardo, examine yourself through the direction of your confessor father or your spiritual father. Listen to him. Don't be defensive with your spiritual father. Many people, when they come to confession, they just defensive, they argue. This will not help you. You are here in order to listen, in order to get some medication, in order to get some treatment, in order to get some help. So listen to the words of the Holy Spirit in the mouth of your spiritual father. And finally, listen carefully to the feedback of others. God can deal with us through others, even through the nature. The story of Jonah show us how God deal with us even through a little bush, through a worm, through the storm, through the sun. And even God used the nature in order to send messages to Jonah. The saints like St. Anthony the Great and St. Ephraim of Suriani, كل دول they learned from regular people and maybe ungodly people. يعني أنب أنطونيوس when he saw a woman going to the river to swim وقال لها are you not embarrassed before me especially I'm a monk it if you are a monk indeed go to the inner desert and he left the area in Bani Suif next to the Nile River and went to the current place of St. Anthony Monastery. All this trip because of this sentence that this woman mentioned, said it to him. So listen to the feedback of others, examine yourself carefully to discover whether you have duality or not. Then the next step, you need that to take responsibility. Take responsibility, يعني admitting it. You can, يعني, if you justify yourself or you deny it, you will never overcome it. In order to overcome any weakness in your life, you need to admit it and you need to take responsibility of it. And you should not find any excuse for yourself. Because once you find an excuse, as if you are saying, I have this excuse, so I will not overcome this sin or this weakness. But if you just to throw away all the excuses and taking full responsibility by admitting it and not finding any excuse, this actually the starting point of transformation. وزي ما تروك transformation start here in your mind. So make a decision to deal with it and make a decision in the presence of God in prayer while you are standing before God. Make a commitment before God and enter through the grace of God you will deal with it and you'll overcome it and ask God to help you to overcome this weakness. And finally, prepare yourself to cope with consequences. Definitely to overcome any weakness in your life you will reap some consequences that maybe you will not like. Lakin repentance means to prepare yourself to cope with all such consequences. Yes, when you struggle against your loved sin, or when you struggle against a certain habit that controls you, it's not an easy thing. Like in with making a decision that you will be steadfast and you will cope with all the consequences through the grace of God, you will be able to overcome this weakness. Number three, just find what are the reasons of duality in your life. Whether it is love sin, whether it is laziness, whether it is you are trying to fit in, whether it is weak will, whether it is negative influence. Whether it is false belief in your mind, whether it is fear, whether it is deviated goal or hidden sin. What is the reason? Maybe more than one reason are responsible for your duality in your spiritual life. بعد كده النقطة الجاية دي بقى مهمة جدا, exposing it. Whatever weakness and darkness is taking control of you, once you expose it and bring it, externalize it, and bring it in the light of Christ, it will lose its control over you. كده الاباء يقولوا كشف الفكر يضعف قوتي. Exposing your thoughts, exposing your weakness, exposing your sins will make this weakness lose its power and its control over you. وده من الوزم why God asked us to confess to spiritual fathers, not to confess directly to him. Because exposing our weakness, this will help us to get rid of these weaknesses. وأي حاجة بتطلعها في ضوء المسيح فعلا it will lose its power over you. وحتى جم يعني in psychology قال لك you need to externalize all your hidden fears and all your hidden thoughts والكلام just to get it outside your heart. لكن احنا في الـ Sacrament of Confession we are not only externalizing but also are receiving the power of the Holy Spirit that's working in this sacrament and in this mystery. حتى عند البروتستانت اللي هم منوش بسر الاعتراف ابتدوا يعملوا ايه؟ ابتدوا يعملوا what's called now accountability group. والبيربوس بتاعتها ان انا to expose my weakness before others and others will hold me accountable too. لكن زي ما بقول لكم كل ال externalization or accountability group زي losing a very important element which is the work of the Holy Spirit in the sacrament of confession. لكن احنا in this sacrament actually we receive the power of the Holy Spirit besides also externalizing and exposing all this weakness and getting strength and grace of God helping us. يجي النقطة اللي بعد كده you need to have support especially those اللي هم عندهم weak will and that is the reason of their dual life. Without having a support you will not be able to overcome weakness in your life. And this support actually is invisible and visible. Invisible, we receive the invisible support from the Holy Spirit. That's what we call the grace of God. And also from the cloud of sins surrounding us. صحابة الشهود. وده اللي معلمنا بولس الرسول said it in in Hebrew chapter 12. عمل a connection between the cloud of sins and between your spiritual warfare and your struggle against sin. And so St. Paul in Hebrews 12 he like, therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. وده يبين دور شفاعة القديسين. The cloud of witnesses surrounding us will help me to lay aside every weakness, to lay aside every sin, and also to run the race with endurance. So we are getting the support from the cloud of the witnesses and also from the Holy Spirit. How we get support from the Holy Spirit and cloud of witness? Discuss with your spiritual father strong spiritual canon. قانون روحي قوي من جهة your prayer, your Bible study, attending the church, spiritual reading, fasting. ولازم انت بقى تلتزم and to make a commitment بالقانون الروحي القوي. وهنا جزء انا عايز اقول لكم على حاجة. كلنا عارفين ازاي نتغلب على اي خطيه. كلنا عارفين ان احنا لابد ان احنا نصلي. We know that we need to pray. We know that we need to fast. We know that we need to read the Bible. We know that we need to attend the liturgy. We need to serve. All of us we know. لكن why احنا ما يعني we are not successful in our spiritual life. ليه احنا مش ناجحين في حياتنا الروحيه؟ مش كده عايز اقول لكم على two words very very important. They are consistency and quality. Consistency and quality. ايه اللي اقصده بالconsistency والquality؟ خلينا نتكلم على your physical growth. صحتك الجسدية. علشان صحتنا الجسدية تبقى كويسة we need to eat. But when you need to eat healthy food. That's the quality. And you need to eat consistently. يعني ما ينفعش ان انا اكل يوم وبعدين ابطل اكل يومين ثلاثة وبعدين اكل تاني وبعدين ابطل يومين ثلاثة وبعدين اكل تاني. It doesn't work this way. بالنهاردة بيقولوا small frequent meals دي very very good your physical health in order to be consistent. وفي نفس الوقت لو الواحد اكل unhealthy food فالunhealthy food ده ممكن بقى يزود له الكوليسترول ويجيب له امراض كتيرة في حياته. علشان كده it's very important for your physical health and انت to eat consistently, regularly and also healthy food. These two principles are also very essential in your spiritual life. Consistency and quality. What do I mean consistency? محتاج انك تصلي بانتظام. محتاج انك تصلي ما ينفعش انك تصلي يوم وبعدين تقعد 3 4 ايام ما تصليش وبعدين ترجع تصلي يوم تاني وبعدين تقعد اسبوع ما تصليش. It doesn't work this way. ما ينفعش انك يوم تقرا 10 اصحاحات وبعدين تقعد 10 ايام ما تقراش ويوم تقرا يوم 5 اصحاحات وتقعد اسبوع ما تقراش. It doesn't work this way. اتفق مع اب اعترافك it's better to have يعني small spiritual camp وتبقى consistent وبعدين you grow gradually in your canon more than ان انت تبتدي تقول انا هصلي 7 صلوات وتفضل 3 4 ايام وبعد كده تلاقي ده too much it's overwhelming and you cannot continue. ف حتى لو تصلي جزء من باكر وجزء من النوم بالارشاد مع اب اعتراف وبعدين to be consistent وشويه بشويه تزود ده اهم بكتير من ان انت تقعد تصلي صلوات طويله لمده اسبوع وبعدين تقعد تكسل لمده شهر بعدها. والكواليتي زي ما سان بول قال 5 words with understanding better than 10,000 words with no understanding. محتاج انك تصلي بقلبك وبعقلك وبحراره روحيه. ما ينفعش تبقى انت عايز بس تخلص القانون الروحي بتاعك، عايز تخلص الاجماع، عايز تخلص الكتاب المقدس، فانت فتحت الكتاب اما شاور في قناه طه دي الكنيسه ولا تدخل وانت مش فاهم ايه اللي بتقراه حتى. يعني it doesn't work this way. You need ان انت to focus on the quality. If you open the Bible, need to understand the Bible, to keep it in your heart, to apply it in your life. When you pray, if you attend the liturgy, try to pray with your heart. And with your understanding, don't just be standing there. If you are just standing there, you are wasting your time. You are not going to benefit anything. Don't just fast by changing your food and that's it. No, you need to do any spiritual exercise with good quality if you want to benefit from it. فافتكر الكلمتين دول: consistency and quality. فده بالنسبة للإنفيزيبل سبورت. بالنسبة بقى للإنفيزيبل سبورت، God created us within two strong support system اللي هو your family and number two your church. مش كده ربنا قال it's not good for Adam to be alone because the family is a very essential support system to any person. وبرضه الكنيسة زي ما بنقول في القداس الالهي and he made us unto himself an assembled people. People assembled together. Why? In order to support one another. لما كان ممكن كل واحد يعبد ربنا كده لوحده. لكن when we assemble together, when we gather together, we will support one another. عشان كده ربنا encourage us to pray in groups. And when two or three prayed in my name, I will be in their midst. فمهم جدا ان انت يبقى ليك godly support system. godly support system من your godly friend. يعني بكرة احنا بنحتفل بعيد دوماديوس وكان من يومين قديس ماكسيموس. this were يعني spiritual friend بالرغم ان هم biological brothers لكن they were strengthening one another. نسمع كثير على ثنائيات روحية زي مثلا ابراهام وجوارجي برضو كان ثنائية روحية بيسندوا بعض في حياتهم الروحية. قزمان ودميان كتير بقى من الثنائيات الروحية. You need to have your spiritual friend or spiritual friends. وهقول لكم حاجة يعني fact يعني unfortunately not every church goer is a godly person. وانا يعني يعني it's very sad ان احنا we differentiate between church friends and godly friends. But that's reality. ان not all the church friends are godly friends. انا بقول حتى دي ليه؟ لان الواحد يجي يقول لك انا I'm hanging with church friends. ما هو مش كل ال church friends are godly friends. ف support yourself with your godly friends. وطبعا another support system مهم جدا your spiritual father. حنا انت كتير مننا ما بيروحش يكلم اب اعترافه لشهور وخلاص. فانت كده you are losing a very essential support system. Your spiritual father will pray for you. So his prayer will support you. Will give you direction. Will hold you accountable. Will support you spiritually and emotionally and psychologically. So why you lose this opportunity? Why don't you go regularly to your spiritual father and get the support that you need from him? دي كانت just يعني some points I'm sure all of you know it in order how to discover if you have duality in your life ولا لا وبعد كده how you start dealing with it.
بعد كده عايز اكلمك بقى how to live with integrity, لان زي ما تلوك integrity is the antidote of duality. Duality ان انت to live double minded, double heart, double tongue. Integrity to live with consistency, ده معناه integrity. عش كده what's integrity, لو عايزين نعرف integrity, it's exactly the opposite of duality. بنقول it's having one's actions directly reflect one's professed values. You are Christian, so your action and your behavior should reflect your belief system that you are Christian. And integrating that way of living in all of one's world. يعني you are not living a certain lifestyle in a church or as Sunday school servant, وبعدين تروح مثلا في الجامعة يبقى ليك another lifestyle. مش كده قلنا integrating that way of living in all of one's world, at work, in school, with family and friends, in public and even alone. Even alone, يعني لما تبقى في اوضتك وقافل على نفسك الباب وانت قاعد صوب الانترنت, ما تبقاش قاعد بتشوف مناظر مش كويس وتقول ما حدش شايفني. ده دي معناها ان مفيش integrity هنا, ده معناها there is no integrity. لكن integrity in your action directly reflect your faith when integrating that way of life in all of your world, in all of your world. St. James actually his letter كانت تتكلم على integrity وتكلم على 6 areas in which we should grow in integrity. وانا هكلمكم على 6 areas اللي سان جيمس اتكلم عليهم. بس قبل ما اتكلم على these 6 areas, سان جيمس in chapter 1 from verse 2 to 8 قال لنا ايه. قالنا my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. ليه بقى؟ قال knowing that testing of your faith produces patience, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. If anyone of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Let the Lord, brother, glory in his approach. Sometimes I do like it. When you start living in integrity, in consistency, prepare yourself. You will face many trials. You will face many temptations. But when actually you endure trials, then you will develop perseverance. And when you develop perseverance, perseverance will lead to maturity. And maturity will lead to wisdom. And if you're lacking wisdom, pray and God will give you. And wisdom will lead finally to stability. لأن ال double-minded is unstable, but the person who has integrity is stable. فبيقول لك إن أنت when you start facing trials because you are living with integrity, don't just give up. Don't say no, I cannot endure this. ده دي مهمة جدا in forming your spiritual maturity, because enduring the trials will lead to perseverance. Perseverance will lead to maturity. Maturity will lead to wisdom. Wisdom will lead to stability and consistency. وبالطريقة دي انت you will overcome ال duality in your life. وبعد كده St. James with the inspiration of the Holy Spirit actually highlighted 6 areas, very important area in our life in which duality بتظهر very easy. وعلشان كده ابتدى يكلمنا فيهم ويقول لنا ازاي ان احنا ما عليكم.
The first area اللي هو سان جيمس اتكلمنا عليها listening versus doing. Listening versus doing. In James chapter 1 from verse 22 to 25 يقول لنا but be doers of the word not hearers only deceiving yourself. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this one will be blessed in what he does. زي ما تلقوا the word of God is like a mirror. تخيل انت صحيح وقفت كده شفت نفسك في المراية لقيت شعرك مش متوضب كويس, هدومك مش متوضبة كويسة, مش عارف ايه, خدت وصلت في المراية قلت اوكي ورحت ماشي ما عملتش حاجة خالص, فادك في ايه؟ بنفس الكلام لو انت بصيت في مراية الكتاب المقدس and you found many areas in your life need to be fixed, وانا رحت مشيت ما عملتش حاجة خالص, what you gonna do? Nothing. If you hear the word of God, if you read the word of God, you need to be a doer. وإلا هتقع في الدوالتي. يعني اللي هيساعدك ان انت to overcome duality, ان انت when you read the word of God and when you hear the word of God, you need to be a doer of the word, not only just hearer of the word.
PowerPoint
بدل ما نقعد نكتب. هسيبها لكم. نكتب من بدري عايزين نركز.
لا لا لا.
ركز. So السؤال هنا بقى how can we unify our word and belief؟ لأن البايبل says what I hear, what I read is my belief. And I need here بقى to unify my belief, my word, my actions with my belief. Reflecting on them is one way. يعني you need to reflect every day. هل انت فعلا you live in consistency with what you read ولا لا؟ هل انت what you say is consistent with what you read and what you hear ولا لا؟ And some people actually use writing journals to help them to reflect. ده نوع من انواع self-examination. And if you write a journal every day to see to what extent you are living in consistency with what you read in the Bible or what you heard in the church, ده يساعدك جدا على ان انت to overcome this. The second area اللي هو كلمنا فيها معلمنا يعقوب اللي هي partiality versus fairness or favoritism versus fairness. ودي احنا كنا اتكلمنا عليها لما سان جيمس قال لو دخلت ولقيت واحد غني وقدمت قدام واحد فقير وطلق اجلس عند قدمية. So ده بالنسبة لكم like a spiritual exercise. Whenever you have opportunity to be with someone not quite as likable, يعني انت ما بتحبوش ما بتفتحلوش, don't avoid him. شوفش الترابيز اللي قاعد عليها وتبعد عنها ثلاث اربع ترابيزات تروح قاعد في حتة تانية. No, this is actually an opportunity to grow in this area. Try choosing to take the initiative of get to know him or her, to reconcile your relationship, to work out, to be a peacemaker with him. Rabin said, blessed are the peacemakers for they are called sons of God. So it's very easy in him to تتكلم على المحبة والسلام, but when there is somebody you don't feel comfortable with him, just to avoid him completely. يبقى هنا مفيش consistency, يبقى هنا في duality, يبقى انت you believe something and you're doing something else. فدي another area Saint James encouraging us ان احنا to be to have integrity in it. ما يبقاش عندنا favoritism ولكن it's fair with no partiality with everybody. Third area اللي هو the faith and the deed. And he gives us many examples. And one of the examples that St. James gives us is the example of Abraham. لما نيجي نقرا كده in James chapter 2 verse 17
يقول thus also faith by itself it does not have if it does not have works is dead. So faith without works is dead. وبعدين يجي من آية 20 يقول ايه, but do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? Do you see that faith was working together with his works, and by works faith was made perfect? He is referring to Abraham. And let me tell you, عارفين faith معنى ايه؟ faith معنى taking risk. يعني لما ابراهام خد ايزك and put him on the altar and he took the knife in order to offer him as a sacrifice, this was taking a risk. لان كان ممكن يقولك انا اش عرفني ان ابراهام ده ان God will spare Isaac at the last moment. Faith is taking risk. عارفين قصة بيتر لما كان في البوت وربنا قال له come, actually he started to step outside the boat or the ship. That taking a risk. But taking a risk based on what? Based on my trust in God. يعني انت قول ان انا عندي faith if I am willing to take the risk of obeying the word of God. That's the faith. عشان كده in crossing the Jordan River ربنا قال لهم ايه, and when the bottom of the feet of the priest touch the bottom of the Jordan, the water will be cleansed. لكن هما لما خرجوا من البحر الأحمر ربنا ما قالهمش عملوا كده. عارفين ليه؟ لأن crossing the Red Sea that symbolizes the baptism, لكن crossing the Jordan River that symbolizes by going to heaven to the promised land. So they finished their journey in the wilderness of the world, and now actually their faith should be mature enough to be able to take the risk in order to cross to the promised land. So faith means taking risk. So the more we desire to have faith, the more God opens our eyes to opportunity to take risks and be challenged in ways which grow our character. So every time you are willing to take the risk and to trust God, this will help you to grow in your character, to develop integrity, and to overcome duality in your life. وده هنا يبين ان الفيث demonstrated in your deeds and in your works. Like تقول لماما I believe, but when it comes to taking risk you withdraw, then في هنا not inconsistency between your faith and your action. فالفيث should be demonstrated in action. Another area سان جيمس اتكلم عليها in detail على اللي هو برضو الدواليتي اللي هو التنج, واحنا اتكلمنا عليها بسرعة لما قلنا على الدبل تنج. لان سان جيمس قال لك ازاي from one spring يطلع sweet water and salty water. In the same way, how with your word you praise God and you curse your brother. So our duality and lack of integrity are often most evident in our speech. في كلامنا, هل كلامنا ده فعلا بيبين integrity, consistency ولا لا؟ Think of the times you have back slapped a friend, told someone secret, you gossiped about somebody or treated someone inconsistently. I want, يعني ده like a spiritual exercise. Try to think about times عملت كده. And in order, do you want to overcome duality in your life? Do you want to to have integrity in your life? You want to be consistent? Go and ask for forgiveness. Not اتكلمت في أي حد, اتكلمت في حق حد. Go and ask for forgiveness. If you hurt somebody's feeling, go قل له forgive me. وبالطريقة دي هنا actually you are being or keeping your integrity. لأن انت غلط ودلوقتي you are asking for forgiveness. انا قلت لكم من شوية لما قلت لكم you need to cope with the consequences. What do I mean? And to be to have integrity ده ليها cost. في repentance ليها cost. يعني Zacchaeus when he repented قال يا رب half of my goods I will give to the poor, and if I was unfair to somebody I will restore fourfold. فلو انت بقى تقول لا طب انا هروح واعتذر ويجي بقى الايجو والبرايد بتاعك يوجعك كده وتقول نو يبقى هنا ايه هنا you are not willing to overcome the wealth in your life. لكن if you are courageous enough to go and seek forgiveness, ده فعلا will free you from this duality and actually will help the other person to overcome their hurt and help them in healing. بعد كده ال fourth area اللي هو اتكلم عليها سان جيم اللي هي right and wrong motives. Right and wrong motives. نقرا مع بعض James chapter 4 from verse 1 to verse 3. يقول ايه؟ Where do words and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that were in your member? So هنا في motive من جوه. ان انا عندي pleasure warring inside me. This desire for pleasure that's warring inside me now are demonstrated or expressed in having wars and fights with others. You lust and you don't have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you do not have because you do not seek. You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasure. So here, St. James is dealing with a very important area. Do we have the right motives or do we have the wrong motives? Many times, what we want is not always what God wants, and often not what's best for us. اللي احنا عايزينه لنفسنا in most of the time is different than what God wants for us. And let me tell you about لما سان جيمس قال you ask and you pray but you don't receive. عارفين ليه؟ في two styles of prayer. One style ان انا ابقى the decision maker. I am asking God to execute my decision. And actually most of us when we pray, that's our style of prayer. ان انا اقول يا رب انا عايزك تعمل لي كذا وكذا 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 وربنا يقول لي حاضر انا هعمل لك ده وده وده وده. ولو ربنا ما عملش هبقى disappointed, maybe angry at him, well why God does not answer my prayer. بس هي دي البراير المظبوطة؟ لا. البراير المظبوطة لازم نعرف ان مش انا السلطة التشريعية, مش انا اللي بشرع بعمل القوانين, مش ربنا خلقني وهو موجود لحسابي, بالعكس احنا مخلوقين لربنا. I am created for him, not he is there, you know, in order to execute my decision. عمل كده reversal of rule. The right prayer is the prayer of St. Paul لما قال له what do you want me to do, ماذا تريد مني يا رب أن أفعل. I am here to execute his will, not the opposite, that God executes my will. That's actually what St. James says. You ask but you don't receive. Why? You're asking God to execute your will, and many times your will is different than the will of God, and most of the time it is not what's good for you. It's not what's good for you. أنا حين بشبهها يمكن بشبهها زي مسمار كده, a small nail. النيل ده لما جم صنعوه يقولك علشان يربط these two pieces together. فلو انت لقيت المسمار ده مرمي في الارض كده actually هتقول it has no value, I may be throw it in trash. And actually this nail that's thrown on the floor maybe it can hurt you, لو انت مشيت عليه ممكن يعورك. لكن لو انت المسمار ده ضايع هتفضل تدور عليه وبعدين تلاقيه هتفرح بيه جدا when it is in its place. نفس الكلام انت you are created for a certain purpose and this purpose is in the economy of God. When actually you live for this purpose and you fulfill the will of God in your life you will have a meaning, you will have a value, you will have a purpose in your life. Lakin if you start to want to do whatever you want and to be like this male, you know, you will hurt others and you will lose your value and you will lose the meaning of your life. So كده احنا our life here is a journey to do God's will, not the opposite. And that is the right motive that we should live for. In أنا to live, to do and fulfill God's will in my life. Not to ask God to do my will. فاكر مرة كنت واقف بصلي ففي ناس بيحط ورق كده على المذبح. ف يعني قاعد عمال اقرا في الورق عشان اوضه الطلبات. فلقيت في بنت بعد ورقه كاتبه فيها كده بالظبط. بقى مش عارفها مين بس ورقه جايه على المذبح. بتقول Please God move the heart of my parents to allow me to go out with my boyfriend. فأنا فكر أنا اليوم يا رب حصل لي إزاي يعني. يعني هي بتصلي وعايز ربنا يعمل لها هيرول أخذل فعشان كده يقول you ask and you don't receive. If you trust God, if you really trust God, if يعني احنا we profess that we trust God and you trust his plan, but we really do we really live believing that he knows the best for us? Do you trust him? Do you trust his plan? انت احيانا بتصلي تقول رب لتكن مشيئتك لتكن مشيئتك, تكون عايز شغلانة معينة ما تجيش الشغلانة دي تبقى very disappointed. Do you trust his plan? Do you trust his wisdom? ولا لا. When you reflect on times of disappointment or seemingly unanswered prayer, فكر في كلام بتاع سان جيمس seriously. Do you really ask God to create in you the desire for his heart? ما هو هنا بيقول انت احنا عندنا desire for pleasure. Do you ask God to have يبقى الدزاير بتاعتك تبقى لربنا ولا انت your desire is for the pleasure of the world? Or did you merely ask him to rubber stamp يعني his approval of your own desire? ده اللي احنا عايزين ربنا يختم كده يعني to approve my desire. بس لكن انا I'm not asking ان هو to change my heart in order for him to be my only desire. Look at your calendar. We شوف كده يعني your priorities. شوف how many times you spend with God and how many times you spend with the world. ده بيبين برضو دوالت in your life. The way we spend our time, energy, money are indicators of our deepest goals, desire, value and even idol. لو انت بتقعد قصاد التلفزيون كل يوم ساعتين ثلاثة فهتقعد مثلا في الاسبوع 21 ساعة ولا 24 ساعة وبعدين تيجي هنا 3 ساعات قدام ليه بتطوله كده؟ ده بيبان what's your desire? Do you have the wrong motive? قاعد يعني قصاد التلفزيون 3-4 ساعات كل يوم وتيجي مستخسر في ربنا 3 ساعات في الاسبوع, هل فعلا انت عندك the desire for God ولا لا؟ زي ما بقولك شوف check your energy, your time, your money. We see your priorities, we see فعلا where's your desire? What's your goal? Do you really desire God? Well, I desire the pleasures of the world. And this is the reason of the duality in our life. It's worth asking how God might want us to realign our priorities with his priorities. يعني احنا محتاجين فعلا نحط our priorities and our desires with God's priorities. This is extremely important to do when we are tempted to compromise our integrity. When you are tempted to compromise your integrity and to live dual life, hereby افتكر بقى كلام سان جيمس and realign your desires with God's desire. And when we feel like our finances or time or energy are out of control. يعني out of control, I'm not going with God's plan. هنا بقى محتاج ان انت to ask God for his grace and to realign your priorities again and your desire with his desire and his plan. ولما ربنا يشوفنا ان احنا فعلا we are seeking the kingdom of God first, definitely he promised us he will provide for all our needs and all our necessities. And God is faithful. زي ما البيبل بيقول let every man liar but God is faithful. God is honest. لنا seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things will be added to you. Number 5 or 6. Pride and humility. نرجعهم كده. احنا قلنا ايه؟ احنا قلنا اول واحدة اللي هي listening versus doing. تاني واحدة favoritism versus fairness. تالت واحدة faith and deeds. رابع واحدة tongue صح. وخامس واحدة اللي هي right and right motive صح. Right and wrong motive. Sorry. وسادس واحدة pride and humility. دي اخر اريا اتكلم عنها سان جيمس in his letter. The pride and humility. نقرأ مع بعض الفيرس دي بسرعة. James 4 from 7 to 10. يقول therefore submit to God, resist the devil and he will flee from you, draw near to God and he will draw near to you, cleanse your hands you sinners and purify your hearts you double minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord and he will lift you up. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord and he will lift you up. وبعدين نقرأ verse 16 and 17 برضو بنتكلم على نفس الكلام. But now you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. Therefore, to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin. في الآيات دي سان جيمس actually is challenging us to submit. يقول لك submit to God. كلمة submission دي بتخوف ناس كتير مننا. يقول لك to resist, to overcome, to wash, to draw near to God, to wash our sins, to purify, to humble ourselves, and God will respond. How God will respond to all these actions? When we submit, when we resist, when we draw near to Him, when we wash ourselves, when we purify ourselves, when we humble ourselves, the response of God, He will lift us out of our double-mindedness, our pride, our duality. And He will lift you up, you double-minded. We need to follow, to humble ourselves if you want to get rid of duality in your life. And I have to admit that humility and humbleness is not something easy to do. I can be humble and modest with children and older people, but defensive with my family and friends who know me. I tend to become proud and competitive with people who have something I do not. I envy them. So if I have something I don't, I'd be competitive or proud معه. Or those who surpass me in some way or another. But here the real challenge, St. James, we challenge us to choose humility over pride. If you want to get rid of duality in your life. فهنا برضه شوف هنا الدبل مايندد ان انا ممكن ابقى مودست ام هامبل مع الولاد الصغيرين او مع الاولدر بيبل لكن with my peers I'm competitive and defensive. I don't want anybody to be better than me. And one way to get rid of this and to develop integrity in this area is serving other people whenever possible. Serve other people whenever possible. So in conclusion, St. James is asking us to face our double standard, to face our double standard, our duality. And our progress on this road to integrity definitely will be slow. It will not happen overnight. Lakin once I start my journey to integrity through the grace of God, I will overcome duality. In James chapter 1 verse 55, Alena Ain, the one who looks intently into the perfect law that gives the freedom will be blessed. So لو احنا ده الانتنشن بتاعنا ان احنا we look intently to the perfect law of freedom to be set free from our duality and to follow the law of God, we will be blessed. So if we look intently to God in his completeness and integrity, he will shape us into life of integrity, whole and mature in him. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Do you have any comments? Yes. These feelings are very, very normal. Very normal. يعني Saint Paul in his letter to Hebrews, he بتقول إن trial زي ما أنا قلت leads to maturity and wisdom وintegrity في الآخر وstability. لكن إحنا during the time of trial we are not joyful. During the time of trial إحنا بنبقى from within maybe sad, depressed إلى آخره. فأنا كنت بقول إن this feeling is very normal. When Saint Paul اتكلم على the discipline, وعشان ده البولس اللي اتقرى النهاردة لو انت كنت حضرت القداس, فبيقول ايه, بيقول ولكن كل تأديب في وقته الحاضر لا تجده للفرح بل للحزن. So every discipline or every trial in the present time you don't see it for joy but for sadness. But eventually, أما أخيرا, it gives those who are trained by it the fruit of righteousness for peace. أما أخيرا فيعطي الذين يتدربون به ثمر بر للسلام. So when I develop this feeling, sad feeling, I should not be overwhelmed with this feeling. لأن أنا my eyes on the end, on the fruit that I will get from this trial. وسيد المسيح شرحها بطريقة تانية, قال it's like a woman in labor. A woman in labor actually grieves when her hour is coming. لكن after she gives birth to her son, she forgets completely all the pain. Why? Because there is of the joy of having a child in the world. وفعلا تلاقي الام اول ما تولد بعد ما كان يمكن بتصرخ وعينيها مليانه دموع وكده, اول ما تشوف طفلها تبتسم على طول immediate. ففعلا وقت الترايل بيبقى فيه حزن للمراه وهي تالت تحزن لان ساعتها قد جاء, ولكن متى ولد الطفل لا تعود تتذكر الشده من اجل الفرح ان في انسان فرح. فيبقى التدريب ان انا اخلي عينيا على النتيجه, على البركة اللي جاية, الثمر اللي جاي, الطفل اللي جاي. فلو كل ما خلي عناية, if I fixed my eye on the result, then I will develop this joy that will help me to cope with the sadness and the grief during the time of the trial. انا هجاوب السؤال ده بس وبعدين نمشي عشان احنا المفروض معادنا خمسة وربع, وبعد كده في سيشن تانية النهاردة for question and answer. فهجاوب ده وبعد كده اللي عنده اسئلة there is a complete session for question and answer. How can we attach our Sunday school kids to God, not to us? Although the theory says they have to love you to listen to you. طبعا absolutely they have to love you to listen to you. But why? Because يعني دي may be the first step. and after يعني they love you, انت you need to direct your attention and to build the relationship with God. And once you build the relationship with God, actually they will continue to love you, but also their love to God and the relationship with God will not be dependent on you, will not be conditional on the relationship on you. And this is the challenge, how you connect your children to make a personal relationship with God. زي ما المزمور بيقول test and see how good is the Lord. وده يجب الاسترشال اكسرسايز ان تخليه يختبر ربنا في حياته, يقف يتعامل مع ربنا شخصيا one to one, and with every time in which he has يعني direct connection with God, he will develop experience, he will taste the sweetness of the Lord, and gradually he will develop this one to one relationship with God. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.
Hi everyone, how's everyone doing? Good? Yeah, it seems like some people have tilted a bit. Well, for some few announcements, which is good, which keeps me in business. First one.